It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology, business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA. In news headlines, the big German technology company Bosch will open a 50,000-square-foot technology center in the new Strip District Development Three Crossings in July. The site will house about 140 employees to accommodate growth of research on products including Acoustica microphones. Amtrak passengers riding between New York and Philadelphia should feel a little safer. The train line's rolling out new technology that can prevent crashes like the deadly passenger train derailment in May. Officials say the technology that uses GPS and other tracking systems was activated over the weekend. This completes the safety system along the railroad's busy Northeast Corridor. This week, the Tech Report looks up in the sky and learns about a technology to deal with a critical issue for airplane travel, keeping ice from getting in the way of a smooth, safe flight. At the Pittsburgh airport, J.P. Savage stands on the spot where the crew he manages uses a series of chemical sprays to remove snow and ice from planes. It's kind of like a wash and wax.
Once the airplane's clean of all frozen contaminations, we turn it back over to ground and the taxi's out. From there, based on the fluid and the weather conditions, it has so many minutes to get in the air.
But once a plane takes off, it soars into hard-to-predict natural elements. Aircraft makers have to take all those variables into consideration when they design and build planes. And that's where the Canonsburg-based company Ansys comes in.
What we're able to do is simulate an aircraft or components of an aircraft flying in essentially icing conditions.
That's Ansys's global industry director, Rob Harwood. Ansys was founded long before the region's tech boom. In the 1970s, it was using software to analyze major physics problems for commercial customers. Ansys's computer-based simulations to improve speed, efficiency, and safety are used in creating products from race cars to swimsuits. Harwood says the aircraft computer simulation is one of the company's newest developments. It's made possible by advances in computing power. That's allowed Ansys to change two-dimensional simulations of individual airplane parts to 3D representations.
When computer power was really expensive and the memory was not available, people would make approximations as to what part of the aircraft should I really simulate.
Airplane makers like Boeing or the Defense Department buy software like this to develop better airplanes. Harwood says that prevention of icing on planes is one of the most costly aspects of regulatory certification, in part because physically testing it is so expensive.
And it's very difficult to understand or replicate those conditions in physical tests. You're kind of chasing the weather or you're trying to recreate it in an icing tunnel where you're doing it at small scale.
Ansys estimates that using simulation software for testing costs a 50th the price of putting an airplane engine into an icing tunnel. Harwood says that before a plane is tested, a company wants to have a pretty good idea that a $10 million prototype engine can stand up to an ice slab being shot into it. Harwood says this type of anti-icing simulation also can be used in predicting and preventing the formation of ice on wind turbines. In this week's tech calendar on February 1st, it's Cyberg. Carnegie Mellon University and the Pittsburgh Technology Council host a day-long program about developing a secure cyber domain. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.